Vayter and Shasper and Kedushin Daf Lamed, picking it up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down or so, 8 lines down. Here we go. We're talking about the Gemara, Ad Heichan Chayv Adam Lelamed Isbano Torah. How far does it have to go to teach him Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kegon Zvulin Ben Don Shalimin Avi Aviv Mikro Mishnah V'Talmud Alachas V'Gadus. Like Zvulin Ben Don, whose grandfather taught him Chumash, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, and Agada. That's what you got to teach. Mesei Frek the Gemara. We know the Brisa says Limdo Mikra Emelamda Mishnah. If the father taught his son Chumash, then Emelamda Mishnah doesn't have to teach him Mishnah. Says Rashi in Chovas Benoa Love. Ella b'mikra mikan ve'elach yilmed hu latzma. Then he can go and he'll learn it himself. The amarav mikra zutora mikra is talking about Torah, meaning the brachish most vekar b'min in the farm, not referencing nach. Neviim miksum says Rashi. Kizvum bin don v'lo kizvum don in a chenamik. The Gemara means is like kizvum don and not like him. Kizvum bin don shlemed avi aviv, that his grandfather taught him. That's how far it should go. You should teach your children and your grandchildren. V'lo kizvum don not like them. The iluhasa mikra mishnah talmud alchas hakados v'iluhacha mikra levad. All you really have to be teaching him is the idea of chumash, and he went above and beyond. V'avi aviv nimechayev, is it really true? Is chayev? Atayim rotan writes of v'limadat masam is beneichem. You got to teach your sons, not your grandchildren. How do I understand when it says in the pasuk that you shall make them known to your sons and your grandsons? Anyone who teaches his son Torah, it's like you went ahead and you taught your son, grandson, and so on until the end of all generations. So this goes again, Shmuel, because it's saying there's not actually chayev to go and teach his grandchildren. It's just telling you that it's like you did such a thing. It says Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Aitani, goes like the following Tana, Aitani, Melitana Braisa, Vilaranatam Asos Benechem, Eli Eli Benechem, I only know your sons, Bene Benechem, and I will learn from Tamad Lomer, Vodadam Venecha, Vili Venecha. So that we learned from a pasuk, because it must be Machlokas. Simkin, Matamad Lomer Benechem, what did it say, Benechem? For your sons, and say not your grandsons, because it means to say the boys and not the girls. But as Bryce is saying, there's a chiyuv to teach the grandchild as well. Period. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, kol malam is ben beno Torah my little because of kilu kibul me harsina. Anyone who teaches his grandson Torah, it's like it's as if he received from harsina. Shana the pasuk says v'adat malvenecha v'levenei venecha v'samachlein. The pasuk right next to it says yom hashem amarat v'nei shem alkecha b'chariv, the day which you stood in front of the Lord your God at chariv. Rabbi Chia story time. Rabbi Chia bar Abba asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi to shut the disnei reishay. He saw that he was going out and he threw a disnei, some sort of sheet, on his head. Rashi says sudden. It's not fitting latifa sarosh to go out and to cover the head. Hello, kisoy ba'alma. It's just a little covering ba'alma. Sam al rosho. Sound like a chash of a zach. He just threw something on his head. Shalil chabigil rosh. He shouldn't walk with his head uncovered. V'lo hispik le'satei b'sudyo. But he didn't go and do it with a sudyo, with like a kerchief. The kamam te'leili nukle b'kenishta kenishta. He's bringing his kid to synagogue in order to go to shtag the Hilig Torah. He's in a rush. Amar Lei, so Chir Rabba says, "My kulei hai, like what's going on over here?" Rashi says, "Shemi harta lutzis below atifas haogenes lecha." So this is not befitting of you. What are you doing? Amar Lei, mizuter my dechsev, is it small in your eyes? That which it says, "Vodatam v'necha v'samachlein," it says after Yom Hashemata v'nei Hashem alkecha b'chariv. Right? Don't we see over here that teaching the grandkid is like getting it Har Sinai? So I don't have any time. Mikan ve'elich Rabbi Chia bar Abba lo time umtza. You wouldn't have umtza. Rashi says basim atbig chalom hayurgilim litam aboker. You still have like a barbecue in the morning, a type of meat that the roasted meat that you have in the morning for breakfast. He wouldn't eat that. Ademark lenukel mosfe until he read with his grandchild what he learned and he taught him extra things. Rashi says mahadil lo mashakari. At the moment he reviewed with him what he learned the day before. Umalamdo od pasuk yosem. He taught him another pasuk beyond that. Said the Gemara, Rabbi Baruchuna, low time umtzi. We have umtzi adamaisi liyunukla bein medrash. Until he brought his kid to his grandchild to the base medrash. Amar Rav Safra Mishum, Rabbi Yishom and Chananya. My dechsev. What do we learn from the pasuk? Vishinantam levenecha. You should go and you should teach your children. Al tikri vishinantam. Don't read vishinantam. Ela vishi lashtem. Rather, it means that you should split it into thirds. What does that mean? The old Mishal Shal Mishnah, so a person should split up the third, his life into thirds. Shlish B'mikra, a third of your life. Chumash, Shlish B'mishnah, third Mishnah. Shlish B'talmud, a third of it with the Talmud. Gemara, Rashi says, Svaros u'taymei stimoseyan shal Mishnayos u'latartzam masha sosa zu'azu. To look through the Mishnayos and see what's going on, that they sosa one another and to speak it out and get all the Svaros. That's what it means over here. Miyodei Kamachai, in fact, the Gemara says, how long they're going to live? You're going to split into thirds. You're learning 20 years, 20 years, 20 years. You don't know if you're going to live. Lo tzri chaliyome, what it means is per day. Split up per day. Rashi says, Yemea Shavua, that means 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Lafikach Lechir Rishonim Sofrim, therefore, the Rishonim are called Sofrim. Tosus, by the way, says that, well, you don't know if you're going to live the week, so far you split up your day like that. Okay, now, Lafikach Nikru Rishonim Sofrim, because of that, the early sages were called Sofrim. Rashi says, Milsavapai Nafshi, it's a new thing, so don't get caught up because of, etc. But they're called Sofrim. Rashi says, Kedichsev, Umishpachos Sofrim Yosfei Yavats. So, Shayu Sofrim called Sisra Torah, these to count all the letters in the Torah. Shayu Omrim, they would say, Vav de Gachon, the letter Vav in the word Gachon, Rashi says, Kol Holocha Gachon, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, that you're not allowed to eat it over there. In Parsha Shmini, Chetzion Shel Otzos Shel Sefer Torah. I think there's a middle of the there's a halfway point of all the letters in the Torah. Darosh Darosh. When it comes to the word Darosh Darosh, which is also found in Vayikra, that is Chetzion Shel Tevius. It's the middle of all the words. Vizgalach. The word Vizgal starts off the pasuk Vizgalach. Also in Vayikra, Shel Psukim. That's the middle of the Psukim. Yichasimena Chazir Miyar. And the pasuk is this pasuk Ayin the Yar Chetzion Shel Tehillim. That's halfway through Tehillim. V'rachum Michaper is Chetzia Michaper Avon is Chetzia the Psukim. It's halfway through the Psukim of Tehillim. Bar Rav Yosef, Vav de Gachon, Mehagisa, Mehagisa, is on the right side and on the left side. In other words, there's an equal amount of letters. So which side is it on? Omer Leh said, Naisi Sefer Torah v'im Ninhu. Why don't we just bring a Sefer Torah and we'll count? Like, what are you asking? Milo Omer Rabba Rechana, Lozozim Shaman Shivu Sefer Torah. Beniminim, didn't they say that they didn't stop from there until they brought a Sefer Torah and they read from it? So, but let's do the same thing. There's a time this question asked and they did that. Omer Leh says, no, Inu Bekiyeva Chaser Vesaseros. They were experts in chaseros, in parts which are lacking, and yuseros that are extra. They were able to go ahead and to count it clearly, normal, accurately. They were really experts, and the Anan and Lobikin and we ourselves are not experts, therefore we're not able to go ahead and to count properly. Abaye Rav Yosef, Vizgalach, Tor Vizgalach, Mehagis, Mehagis, is that from which side of the Torah is that on? Amalei, Amalei Abaye, Psukim, Mia, Lesser Lemneo, let's at least read the Psukim. He said, no, Psukim, not Lobikin, we're also not experts when it comes to Psukim. The Chiyasa Rav Cha Rav Acha Bar Oda Amar B'Marav B'Marava Paskei Lehi Kro L'Tlosat Pesukei in Eretz Yisrael. They split up one pasuk into three. Vayomar Shem Moshe Hine Anochi Ba'i Lecha Ba'ava Anan. And that pasuk they split into three different ways. Therefore, we don't know how to go and split it up properly. Therefore, we can't count. Tanu Rabbanan Chameishis Halafim Mishmona Meos Hashmona Mishmona Pesukim Havu Pesukei Sefer Torah. There are 5,888 Pesukim that are in the Torah. Yasser Halaf Tehillim Mishmona. Tehillim has eight more than that. Chasser Men Adivrei Yom Mishmona Adivrei Yom is eight less. Tanu Rabbanan Vishinantam. When it says, you shall teach it to them. That the words of the Torah should be sharp in their mouth. Rashi says that chozer aleim abadik ba'amkam. Review them and get investigate them into the depths. You don't have to stutter to answer. You can answer immediately. Let's read it now inside. You divrei Torah mechudad meficha shemi shalach adam davar al tegam gam. But Torah meloi l'tam lomiyad. We don't have to stutter until whether we can answer immediately. Shenemar. And we learn from the pasuk when the pasuk says in Mishlei, beep, turn the page, laman on the base, Amor lechachma achosiat, say to wisdom, you are my sister. Just like a person knows that his sister is also for him to be have a relationship with, that's how we should know. Rashi shitei baki baka achoschach asur lecha, it's so also to you. And another way of understanding it is that it could be by the end of the pasuk, which says, umoda labina tikra, and call understanding your close acquaintance, which is saying over there, you should be well acquainted and know the Torah really well. Rashi Zinam, you say for the Torah, Amod Levina Tikra, Shetei, you do Allah, it should be known to you. Ve'omer, another verse says, Pasuk says, Kishreim, also in Mishlei, Kishreim. Koshem El Spo, Secha Kisveim Al Luach Libecha. That is that. They tie them on your fingers and inscribe them on the tablet of your heart. Ve'omer, it says, Kechitzim Biad Gibor, Kein B'nei Anirim. Just like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so too are the children of youth. Rashi says, "Kichitzim b'yad gibor shenolchem b'hem imoiva." Will fight against his enemy with them. Kain b'nei neurim. That is talmidav shel adam akurim banav. They call his children. Kamo shama yicheskio b'niata al tishlu ve'omer hine anochi. So these are going to be the weapons they're going to come fighting with them. Ve'omer the pasuk says, "Kichitzim gibor shenunim." The sharp arrows of a warrior. And it's showing that the sharpness of this kind of arrow. Ve'omer, chitzecha shnunim amim tachtach. You believe arrows are sharp, nations will fall beneath you. Yen v'yomer Asher Agir v'shalom Asher Milei Es Ashposo Mehem Lo Yevoshu Ki Yedabru Es Oyivim B'Shar. Praiseworthy is the man who fills his quiver, that's who holds the arrows with them. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with the enemies at the gate. You gotta know your Torah well. My Es Oyivim B'Shar. What does it mean when it says the enemies in the gate? Even a father and a son, a teacher and a student who are studying Torah in one shire and one gate, still, how should it be? Not some oivim zeh, there should be enemies one to the next. Rashi says, they're kashas and questions back and forth, one another, accepting. They only there until they become lovers. The pasuk says, therefore, it will be told in the book of God's words, Vahe Basufa, that which God gave at the Red Sea. Al Tikre Basufa Ella Basofa. Don't mean Basufa Ella Basofa, meaning at the end they're going to be lovers. Tana Rabba Nun Visamtem. When it says Visamtem, say yes to drugs. Visamtem. It says that you shall place the Torah, meaning to say Samtam. What does it mean, Samtam? That means a pure drug. Nimshal Torah Kesam B'chaim is like the drug of life. Mashal, the Adam Shika Ben Omaka Gedol. It's a mashal to a person who gives his son a big wound. Give him a smack. B'nichol Ritiyah Makas, he puts a bandage on his wound. V'armon Le says to him, B'ni, Kozman Shiritiyah Zuh Makas, as long as you have this bandage on your wound, Echa Mashal Nascha, eat whatever it is that you want to eat. Rashi says, Kol Mashal Daitcha. No chayimena, but feel devash, even sweet things. Which is going to be bad for the wound, as long as you have the bandage on it. And make sure you can drink. You can drink whatever you want. You can go and take a bath, whether in cold or hot or cold. You don't have to be fearful in any way, shape, or form. You're going to harm. You'll be fine. But if you take off this bandage, whoa, now you're going to have a problem. Rashi explains, you're going to have boils. Things are going to start growing from it. Kacha kodesh brochu armalem liyisrael. Bini, or benai, my children. Barasi yitzhara, created yitzhara, barasi lo Torah tavim, created the Torah as a spice, as an antidote to be able to overcome that. V'yimata was going to be Torah, as long as you're stagging Torah, enatan and sombiel, they're not going to give them a sand. Shenemar, halo im tetiv seis, is certainly if you're good, if you correct yourself, then you're going to overcome. Rach says tetiv is lekach tov seis. Tis nase el yitzrecha, you overcome your yitzhar. V'im at einat os kam atar, but if you're not osik b'toyra, atem nimsar b'yod, you're going to be given over in his hands. Shen emar, as the pasuk says, la pesach chatas rovitz. By the entranceway, sin is waiting. V'lo od. Ela shekol maso matno b'cha, all his thoughts are about you. Rashi says yitzhar, about adam lachtio, to go and to mess him up. Shen emar, ve'elechet shuchaso, and to you is his desire. V'im at arotza atamoshav, if you want, you can rule over him. Rashi says, asik b'torah v'atamoshav, you will rule over. Shen emar, says, and you will rule over it. Tanu Rabbanan. You want to know tensi yitzahara is katsi yitzahara shafilu yitzokrora, even if his creator calls it evil. Shenemar ki yitzah leva adam ra min urav. The yitzah of a person is evil from his youth. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, yitzah shel adam mischadash shel b'chol yom, and it comes upon him every single day. It becomes new. Shenemar rak ra kol hayom, just evil all the day. Rashi says kol yisrael hu lamdenu shekol shos hayom ra'asom mischadash, is constantly being renewed. V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, yitzah shel adam is gabra lo b'chol yom mevakish lamiso, is every day becoming new on him and he's trying to kill him. Shenemar tzofer rosh la tzadik mevakish lamiso, the wicked one watches for the tzadik and he's seeking to go and kill him. V'el malik kodesh baruch hu ozo ein yachalo. Hashem didn't help, he wouldn't be able to overcome. Shenemar Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, Hashem will not leave him in his hands. We need Hashem in order to overcome. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, b'ni impagav b'cham menuvel zeh, if this menuvel, Rashi says, yitzahara mizgarabach, he comes and he starts up with you, mashchil b'beis ha-medrash, dragging the b'beis ha-medrash. Shem evren hu l'miach, if he's a stone, he's going to melt, if he embarrasses him, it's supposed to say, and if he's iron, he's going to explode, shatter, rash, it tells us different shot. Shenemar ha-loko divrei, are not my words like fire, says Hashem, like the hammer that shatters the rock? And we go on to say, if he's a stone, he's going to melt. It says, oh, anyone who's thirsty, go to the water. That's the Torah. And the water is going to dissolve it. It's going to water it down. The water is going to wear it down until it's gone. Skis. Lasio Isho. Next part of the Mishnah, we said days ago, and we're getting married off. Minol and Abinu should find a wife. Tichsev kichu nashim v'holidu banim v'banos kichu levnechem nashim v'semaseichem tula nashim. Very simple. It says go take wives. This is in Jeremiah and Yirmiyahu. It says go and take wives and have kids and sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands. Okay, Bishlama ben Obiado, okay, we understand that his son is in his hand to give over. Ella Bito, Biado, is it in his hand to give his daughter over? Rashi says, Bitmiya klum yachol ahargila anoshim lasi. Can you get the women, the men to come on top, to come marry her, to jump on her? The Amar Kra, v'at v'esposechem tu l'anoshim, give your wives over? Hakamar lo, means to say, Nitein la midei l'vashayu l'chasaya, give her some of the stuff, like clothing, and get her, you know, all possessions. Kihichi the kaf to Allah, and she said, "Man, we'll jump to marry her." The lam don't teach him a trade. We know that he'll learn a trade. Amr chiske damer kar pasuk says, "Rei chaim im isha sherhafta." You should see life with a woman that you love. Rashi says, "Umnos shetichya bo," and almost you'll live with it. Im isha makish umnos lisha compares, and almost to an isha. Im isha mamishi. If you mean mamish a woman, so kishem shechayv lasiyav isha, just like you're chayv to marry a. To get him a wife, as we just learned, so too, kach chayv l'lam d'omnes, so too you have to teach him a trade as well. And im Torah, he, if you mean it to mean Torah, kishim shchayv l'lam d'Torah, so you have to teach him Torah, kach chayv l'lam d'omnes, so too you have to teach him a trade. V'yeshom afal chitumar, some say you have to teach him how to swear, my time, or what's the reason? Chayu say, because it's for his life. Right? Who knows? It will survive. He can drown. God forbid, like Rashi saw. We saw earlier. Rabbi Huda Omer Kol Shein Malam Do Umnas Malam Do Listos. Sometimes he just gets out of a trade. He's teaching him to steal. Listos like a dad. He's teaching him to steal. Ella Kila Malam Do says if you're teaching him to steal, because he's going to have nowhere to go, so he's going to end up stealing. My Binai Tanakama also said is to teach him a trade. So my Binai, what's the difference between Tanakama Rabbi Huda? Iga Binai Da Agmer Iska. The difference between him is teaching him business. What does that mean? According to the Rashi explains, according to Tanakama, the father is good if he gives his son the ability to support himself like this. According to Rabbi Huda, the father didn't fulfill because since business is not really guaranteed because there's going to be times you're going to have no stuff to go and sell and therefore he's going to end up stealing. Since Rashi says, "Im lamdu schor, you taught him business, the tanakama lamdu chayim, you're good." Rabbi Huda does the time of umnis dafka, a trade, the comic bottom, something that you could fix people's shoes or fix the toilets, something that money will, the jobs will always be there. Next, kol mitzvahs ha'avalab, the father on the son, mean that are from the father on the son to do for the father, both men and women are chayiv. My kol mitzvahs ha'avalaben, ilay mekol mitzvahs ha'adim chayiv ha'avalamev, you mean all the mitzvahs the father do for the son? Nashim chayavos, what, women are chayiv to do the things the father do for the son? V'atanya, av chayiv ibn olam ulu v'toso, aviv in imolo. Amar Rav Yehuda, as it means to say, kol mitzvahs ha'av ha'mutalos ala ben lasos aviv. All the mitzvahs of the father that are placed on the son to do for the father. Echad anashim v'chanashim chayavos, chayavin, both men and women are going to be chayav to do this. Tanino ha'detan rabbanon, now, we learned in our Mishnah, that's what we learned in a Braisa, ish, ein li ala ish, ish aminayin, kishu omar tiro, in kanshnayim, it says ish imo v'aviv tiro. I learned a man, because it says ish imo v'aviv tiro, but what's tiro? It comes out to be two, that means both. MK, if that's really true, Matamalam Ish, why do you say the word Ish? Just say, Imov Aviv Tiro, and Tiro is plural, man and woman. What's the word Ish doing over there? It says, Gemara, Ish, Sipuk, Biodalas, just a man always has the ability to go into Kiyot Aviv. Rashi says, Yachol, She'ein Mocha, Biyodo. No one's able to say not to do it. Ish, She'ein, Sipuk, Biyodo. So she doesn't always have the ability to do it. She's a rishus of chayim alek, because she's a rishus of others on her, meaning by her husband. That is, if a husband doesn't want his wife to go and do something for the parents, then she's putter from doing it. Next, Amar of Idi Barav and Amar Rav, Gar Shish Neim Shalom. But if they get divorced, then both of them are equal again. Rashi's Mibayla, Harehi Ki Achia B'mitzvas, Achia B'mitzvas Kibbutz, now she becomes just like the same obligation. Tanur about Nemar Kabbis V'Chavisimech. It says honor your father and mother. You should honor Hashem with your property. So what's pshat in this type of lashon? Hishra kasuv kibud ava aim lechavod amakom. It's comparing honoring your parents to honoring the Lord Almighty. Nemar, it says in the pasuk ishim avav tiro v'nemar es Hashem lekacha tira also savod. Was the same lashon? Hishra kasuv moras ava aim moras amakom. Fearing that one to fearing the next. Nemar makala aviv imo mosi. Someone who curses his father and mother going to die. V'nemar ishi shuki kala elokav v'nasachato. Hishra kasuv birkas ava aim the birkas amakom. Like cursing your parents is like cursing the Lord Almighty. When it comes to hitting, it clearly can't be the same, right? When the pasuk says Rashi says lahakisha she'en akol klapi mayla. There's no hitting God. The chain bidin, it also makes sense. Rashi says yukshu l'kibud umara ala ben sharei afhein shutfin l'makom bo. So why does it make sense to go and compare all these things between parents and God? Shloshet and Shutvim Bo, because the three of them are partners in making this person. Shloshet Shutvim Adam, as it says, Tanur Banan, Shloshet Shutvim Mayim Ba'Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'Aviv Ve'Imo, Father, Hashem, my father and mother. B'zman She'Adam Mechabed Esav Ve'Simo, you honor your father and mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'alei Ni'aleichem, Ki'ilu Adartim, Darti Bing Nehem, V'Kibduni, I'm going to make it considered like I lived amongst you, and you have honored me as well. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Omer, Galov Yadu Lefnei Sha'amar V'Hayu Olam, is known before the one who said, then the world shall come into being, Shabein Mechabed Esimo Yosem Aviv, his son will honor his mother more than his father. Why? Mipnei, beep, turn the page. Lamed Aleph, Shema L'Shadalto B'Dvarim, because the mother, you know, is really nice and with words. Rest is Mifato Oso, Kittimitargeminan V'chi Yifta, so he goes ahead and he appeases her. Nice words. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu in the pasuk says the word kavod by the it says kabid esavicha v'simecha. It connects the word kabid to father to make sure you do that. Before the one who created the world, the person is scared of his father more than his mother. Therefore, he puts the mother first. Because he teaches him Torah. Therefore, put the Kabir ish imo v'aviv tiro, to start by feeling the mother before the father. Next, Tani Tana coming to Rav Nachum, Zman Shalom Mitzar, as self is imo, someone who gives the pain to the father and mother, Makodesh Baruch Hu Yafa, Sisi Shalom Darti B'Neim, it's good that I wasn't dwelling with you. She il mali Darti B'Neim, Tziaruni, if I would have lived with you, then you would have caused me pain. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.